Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Gyatholeno. Nation is observing Constitution Day today. Government has announced year-long celebrations beginning today to commemorate the 75th year of the adoption of the Constitution of India. This year marks the 75th anniversary of the adoption of the Constitution, and the year-long celebrations across the country will continue till 26th of November 2025. On 26th November 1949, the Constituent Assembly of India adopted the Constitution, which came into effect on 26th January 1950. On the occasion of the Constitution Day, a grand event will be organized at the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in Delhi, where President Draupadi Murmu will address the members of both the Houses of Parliament. The Union Cabinet has given its nod to the National Mission on Natural Farming with a total outlay of the 2,481 crore rupees. Briefing media after the Cabinet meeting in New Delhi yesterday, Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the mission aims to revive natural farming for chemical-free and sustainable farming. The mission will be implemented in 15,000 clusters in Gram Panchayats. The Cabinet has also approved One Nation, One Subscription, a new central sector scheme for providing countrywide access to scholarly research articles and journal publication through a simple, user-friendly and fully digital process. 6,000 crore rupees have been allocated for One Nation, One Subscription for three calendar years, 2025, 2026 and 2027. The Cabinet also approved the continuation of its flagship initiative, the Atal Innovation Mission, with an enhanced scope of work and an allocated budget of 2,750 crore rupees for the period till March 31, 2028. The Cabinet gave its approval for the PAN 2.0 project of the Income Tax Department. The financial implications for the PAN 2.0 project will be 1,435 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has underscored the importance of making cooperatives climate resilient, saying they should be connected to the circular economy. He added that cooperatives could help the countries of the Global South in particular to achieve growth. Inaugurating the ICA Global Cooperative Conference at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi stressed the need for the immediate necessity to promote startups in cooperatives. On the occasion, Prime Minister Modi launched a commemorative stamp on the International Year of Cooperatives 2025. Prasar Bharati, RailTel and Playbox TV have collaborated to launch the Freedom Plan on Rail Wire Broadband. Chief Executive Officer of Prasar Bharati, Gaurav Dwivedi, and Chairman and Managing Director of RailTel, Sanjay Kumar, unveiled the plan at an event in New Delhi yesterday. The Freedom Plan is an OTT bundled home internet plan offered by RailTel's retail home internet service, Rail Wire. It provides high-speed internet at an affordable price to the masses and includes Prasar Bharati's OTT platform Waves. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Dwivedi said the collaboration aims to redefine digital engagement and empower people with seamless connectivity and premium entertainment. Nagaland is set to conduct the Parak Rashtriya Sarvekshan NAS 2024 on 4th of December. The survey will cover 1,077 sample classes of 742 government schools, private unaided and central government schools, including involvement of 1,187 field investigators, 742 observers and 25,132 students. The NAS initiative serves as a key indicator of the educational health in the state, particularly for grades 3, 6 and 9, and the results will contribute to the determining of the performance grading index of the state. The duration of the survey will be 90 minutes each for class 3 and 6 and 120 minutes for class 9. Officials from the Directorate of School Education, SCERT, NBSC and Samagra Shiksha, along with district-level coordinators, will visit the school on 3rd December to assess the school readiness preparations for the survey. A training for the field investigators is also scheduled in the 16 districts on 2nd of December. And the National Milk Day will be celebrated in New Delhi today to honor the 103rd birth anniversary of Dr. Verghese Kurien, fondly remembered as the father of the White Revolution in India. On this occasion, Union Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh will confer the prestigious National Gopal Ratna Awards, one of the highest national awards in the livestock and dairy sector. With that, we come to the end of Morning News. Have a nice day.